This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. The abundance of self-portrait photography or selfies on social media shows no sign of stopping. Double-lens camera phones have made taking and posting self-portraits to Instagram or to Facebook instantaneous. The proliferation of selfies has been held up as proof that the kids these days are narcissistic and vain and craving validation from others. Dr. Pamela Rutledge disagrees. She argues that selfies can be creative ways to explore identity and continue a rich cultural history of self-portraiture. Pamela is director of the Media Psychology Research Center and a contributor to Psychology Today, where she wrote about the value of selfies. Pamela, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here, Virginia.
So you point out that although selfie as a term for self-portrait, taken usually at arm's length, really joined the lexicon in 2005, the idea has been around for a long time. Since when?
Oh, absolutely. The idea has been around ever since man could create images of himself. But when the invention of the mirror, what really allowed people to create their own self-portrait. At that point, of course, you had to be a very good artist. As the camera was invented, you had to be very skilled to use a camera, but now it gives the opportunity. It really has democratized the ability to create self-portraiture, the idea that anyone can do it anytime, and if it's bad, you just delete it and move on.
And certainly plenty of them are doing it. I mean, we look at these sometimes endless postings of pictures of the self on Facebook, on Instagram, but can't help thinking, what are they seeking? What are they looking for? How do you look at this?
Well, I think that there's a lot of different things that people can be looking for. It's almost more interesting to see how people react to this phenomenon than wonder why people do it, because some people have such violent reactions to how terrible it is. So that's sort of interesting because it really violates one of our cultural rules about self-promotion or that kind of thing that the internet and all this publicity and this media has really turned on its head. I think there's a lot of things that people can do. We see a lot of very young people doing selfies because they interpret this media much differently. All kinds of pictures that could be transitory. Do you like my dress? They could be, here's the arty side of me. They could be even exploring, do I want to be this arty person or this sophisticated person? The biggest complaint I hear is the duck face photos, mm-hmm. where there's young women sort of mooing into the lens. But, you know, that's been going on for years. I mean, people just did it in their bathrooms. So it's just a form of exploration about what it means to be yourself and how that's received and how that feels to you.
Well, you have alluded to this being somewhat generational. I think of, 10 years ago, it would have been embarrassing to take pictures of oneself. That's sort of been erased. But also this sort of idea of the pose. We just all, in fact, we're going to post them. We all just took selfies, right? And I can't imagine, I don't know, when I do it, I do a sort of pose. I do like blue steel. There's something that goes, you're imitating something else. What is original about this? What gives it a sense of, I don't know, exploration?
Well, it's original to you because, first of all, you've had exploration because you just described the process. I'm going to take this picture. I find myself in this pose. And then you think, oh, I wonder why I do that pose. And then you look at that pose and you think, well, maybe I'll try a different pose, because you weren't even aware of that whole process until you did it. So it's really, it doesn't have to be profound every moment, but every little bit of self-introspection that we do sheds a little light on some aspect of ourselves that we weren't really in touch with. So I think it can be really, really fun. And, 20 years ago or 15 years ago, if everyone was very tentative, the first time I put my picture on the internet, I was like, oh my God, this is so weird. But now it's, if you're not on the internet and you're a professional, people wonder, what's the matter? Are you hiding something? Right, so there's this whole change in our perceptions of transparency and authenticity that you share through these various aspects of yourself.
So it has become normalized, as you're saying. And there's another way that you point out that it's become normalizing, especially for women. And I guess looking at research that says that 6 out of 10 women post pictures of themselves online. For women who have had issues, especially with how women are supposed to look, what the female archetype is in the body, you say that this is a really positive experience.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think it's usually the guys who are complaining about women. I think it's fabulous that women are finding ways to celebrate themselves. And there are some women who are even using ugly selfies as a way of challenging their own sense of self-portrayal or narcissism to really explore why do they think they need to look so good.
Still, you want someone to look at it, to like it, to approve of it. Is it healthy to be focusing so much on the gaze of others?
Well, it depends on how much, of course, how much stock you put in that. But human beings are social animals. Throughout evolution, we could not have survived if we didn't have a group. To be in a group, you have to know who's good at what. You look to see the validation of yourself. What's your value? People check to see what are you good at? What am I good at? Because if you're the best hunter, I shouldn't be the guy out hunting, right? So we've done that historically. We're biologically wired to it, and but we've placed this terrible moral pejorative on this idea of social validation.
Dr. Rutledge, the other thing I notice is that a lot of celebrities do this, you know, so it's sort of, there's almost this connection to the real peopleness of them. Do you think that that's something that's a healthy boundary to be breaking down?
Well, celebrities have always looked for ways to connect with fans, and the more real that it feels to the fan, the more devoted the fan is to the celebrity. That's also true of a brand or an organization or, you know, your radio station. The more people feel that they've got an honest connection with a real human being, the more committed they are to something. So it works for the celebrities because it makes their fans much more devoted, and it will work for your donors because it makes them much more committed. And once you're committed to someone, you forgive them all kinds of transgressions because you feel like you've got a real relationship.
Dr. Pamela Brown Rutledge, Director of the Media Psychology Research Center and editor of the Media Psychology Review. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's been my pleasure.
Now, we do have a link to read her article on selfies from the Positively Media blog. That's on Psychology Today, and we've linked to it at wordofmouthradio.org.